Hey there, beautiful people. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's little and sometimes big hurdles. And today, we're diving headfirst into something that affects us all. Sleep. Ever wake up feeling like you ran a marathon in your dreams? Or hit snooze so many times the alarm clock starts giving you side eye? Trust me, I get it. In this fast-paced world, good sleep often feels like a luxury, not a necessity. But guess what? It's absolutely vital for our physical and mental well-being. Think of it like this. Your body is a high-performance machine, and just like any machine, it needs regular maintenance to run smoothly. And one crucial part of that maintenance is getting enough shut-eye. So how do we cultivate those healthy sleep habits? Let's break it down into five golden nuggets of wisdom. First up, consistency is key. Think of your bedtime like a dinner reservation you wouldn't show up at random times, right? Same goes for sleep. Try to go to bed and wake up around the same time each day, even on weekends. It helps regulate your body's natural sleep-wake cycle, also known as your circadian rhythm. Next, create a relaxing bedtime routine. You know that feeling when you're sinking into a warm bath after a long day? That's what we're going for. Try reading a good book, taking a warm shower, listening to calming music, anything that signals to your body it's time to wind down. Speaking of winding down, ditch the screens at least an hour before bed. The blue light emitted from phones and computers can interfere with melatonin production, a hormone that helps regulate sleep. Instead, opt for something screen-free like journaling, gentle stretching, or meditation. Trust me, your brain will thank you. Now, let's talk about the environment. Your bedroom should be your sleep sanctuary, dark, quiet, and cool. Think blackout curtains, earplugs, a comfy bed, and maybe even a diffuser with lavender essential oil for that extra dose of tranquility. And lastly, but definitely not leastly, watch your caffeine and alcohol intake. You know that feeling when you're wired at 9 p.m. and can't fall asleep? Yeah, that's caffeine playing tricks on you. Avoid it in the hours leading up to bedtime. As for alcohol, while it might make you feel sleepy initially, it actually disrupts sleep later in the night. So keep those drinks to a minimum, especially close to bedtime. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Friday night and you've had a long week. You finally get home, put on your comfiest pajamas, dim the lights, light a candle, and sip on some herbal tea while reading a good book. No screens in sight. As you drift off to sleep, you feel a sense of calm and relaxation wash over you. You wake up feeling refreshed and energized, ready to conquer the weekend. Sound pretty amazing, right? Well, that's the power of creating healthy sleep habits. It's not just about getting enough hours, it's about prioritizing quality sleep by setting yourself up for success. Remember those five golden nuggets we talked about? Consistency, a relaxing routine, a conducive environment, mindful caffeine and alcohol intake, these are your secret weapons to unlocking better sleep and feeling your best self. So, my beautiful friends, what will you do today to nurture your sleep? Will you try creating that cozy bedtime ritual or dim those screens an hour before bed? Share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I can't wait to hear from you. And remember, keep shining bright, one restful night at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.